This episode is brought to you by Signdog Northwest. They're your source for custom signs, banners, boat names, fleet graphics, and more. Custom design services available. This episode is also brought to you by Merle Inc., the premier custom home builder in the Cle Elum area and a proud featured home builder in Suncadia Resort in Tumble Creek. Finally, this episode is brought to you by Rob Thomas Drywall, the number one drywall company in Ellensburg and Kittitas County. Welcome to the View from the Rock podcast. In this episode, we are going to talk about, a little party songs from back from college, the best ones that we can remember. We're going to have a little beer of the week, and then we're actually going to get to choose our top three songs from when we were back in college. Now, we're going to be choosing just our songs that we partied with. So if you've got some songs that we don't get to, especially if you were, maybe a different generation than we were, please make sure that you let us know about those songs in our DMs at the View from the Rock podcast on Instagram or theviewfromtherock@gmail.com. I'm here today in the Yellow Dog Studios with Morgie and Swapper. Swapper, how are we doing?
Doing good. It was kind of a busy day today. I went down early this morning and met former Yellow Dog drummer and Anacortes legend Scott Parnell for an early morning Bloody Mary. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Okay, good, because I just did.
I'll allow it.
And then took my now 18-year-old son over to get a tattoo.
Oh, wow.
And then here we are. Doing a podcast. It's been a busy day. Been fighting a cold for about 6 months.
You sound like my son.
Which is one of the hazards of teaching. I've been at about 80%, 100% of the time in the last couple of weeks.
I think this fall feels different. I've had two colds, and it's taken up most of the time. I think I was healthy for 1 week.
I think you guys are soft.
Well, this has never happened to me before, but I had like multiple days where my ears plugged up and I couldn't hear. And I felt like I was talking with like earplugs in.
So I had, real quick, nice to see you guys.
Good to see you too.
Good to see you as well.
So I had an earplug 1 year at the cabin.
From water
for a week. Nothing. Left side.
Oh, it's awful.
No, nothing. And I come home, I go in, and they put in some stuff, and they're like, lay down, and all of a sudden, you just feel it.
Oh.
And you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It all of a sudden clears.
Yes, and yeah. It all comes out. So it was water plugged up with
earwax.
Yeah.
And then do you ever, like, when you're in the middle of the night and you can't sleep, think about, like, what kind of little things could be infecting your inner ear?
No, I don't think that.
I do.
Do you think, like, a spider got in there?
No.
Oh. Okay.
But I have thought that before. I think that's, I've heard that earwax.
You're gonna eat four spiders in your life?
Well, that's the thing, yeah, when you're asleep. I think earwax, though, I've heard, is your body's natural defense against things entering your ear.
Yeah, doesn't it originate as ear sweat before it turns to earwax?
I don't know.
That's something that we should definitely fact check.
Another thing we should fact check is, what is the actual word for earwax?
Earwax.
You think there's a word that is different than earwax?
Like a scientific term. I'm going to Google it right here while we're talking. How are you doing, Mr. Morgenthaler?
It says that earwax is not sweat, but is produced by glands in the ear canal that are modified sweat glands.
So we have an update. The football game is over. 55-13.
Over West Valley of Spokane.
Nice work. Like, that was a good...
Yeah, and it was. I watched a little bit of it.
We're dominating right now, and we'll see.
You know, West Valley got maybe 2 first downs on their opening drive, and like there was never a point in the game where we were threatened. But
correct
to show how dominant we've been, that was like the first time in weeks that a team has gotten the ball and got a first down.
Correct. And on the 20-yard line.
It felt like we had to actually
we had to work.
Play football this game.
But still, that's a blowout.
It is. You're right.
And then our friends WF West.
Our friends from up north lost.
Oh.
Linden.
Damn, Linden can suck it.
That means that we're the last ones left because Seaham also lost too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Seaham, Archbishop is in our league.
They are for football, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
So they are playing Tumwater.
And that'll be interesting.
Yeah. I was about to say, you know what Seaham can do?
Wear their sweaters and drive their Beamers?
No, they can suck it.
Yeah.
That's what they can do.
Oh, I got a final on the Tumwater Seaham game.
Tell me more.
70-7.
Honestly,
I'm sorry. That's
see,
they're making a statement. They want us. And I know they want us because I have friends down there that say they are so upset.
Tumwater worries me. I mean, they've recruited since last year. They have a bunch of kids that they brought recruited. In. Yeah.
We're going to have
we have the benefit of not worrying about looking ahead because correct. We don't play for the team. But looking ahead past the next game we have against WF West, which we assume we will win, if we play Tumwater, I don't think it will be the same score as last time. That's what I'll say.
It's going to be tight.
It'll be interesting.
Is good.
So I think it's going
to
be
a really good D.
Yeah, such a good game that we might actually have to go instead of going to
Zeparella.
I've seen them.
They're amazing.
What is Zeparella?
Zeparella is a women's band that covers Led Zeppelin. And they're amazing.
And they're going to be playing where? When?
Bellingham. The same day that the state title game is.
Where are they playing in Bellingham?
I do not know that.
Ooh. I don't know either, but I can look that up.
Ruck loves, he's kind of in love right now with Zeppelin, but he has to choose between Zeppelin and the state title game.
Man.
It's his first time. I think he's going to pick the state title game with us, and then we will see Zeppelin a different time.
And what time is the state title game? That's another thing.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, same as last year. Was that when it was last year?
Yeah.
You guys, I've got good news and I guess just good news. So, number one, Bellingham show on the 7th, which is the same day as the state championship game, is the 9 p.m. at Bar 211, which I have no idea what that bar is.
I don't know what Bar 211 is. I'm guessing it is some place that we used to know that now has a different name.
Exactly. Here's the good news. Friday, 6 p.m., The Crocodile in Seattle. Zeparella is
no.
Ooh.
So here's what we
like
probably
after
should do.
Thanksgiving?
If.
Overnighter.
No, the week after Thanksgiving. Here's what needs to happen, really, is that if we make the state championship game, we should probably just go to the game or go to the concert the night before, get a little hotelage. Stay the night, and then go to the game the next day.
You know what? Hey, I'm in.
Well, I'm in.
I'm all in.
I'm in.
We're going to have to do that, act on that quickly, because once our listeners hear that plan, the crocodile is going to be flooded.
Yeah. We might even need to have... We might need to set up a place ahead of time before the crocodile to all meet up. That happens.
Well, it's right next to the crocodile is the Cyclops bar.
You were at the Crocodile recently for
White Buffalo.
White Buffalo, that's
and we
right.
went to the Cyclops.
Yeah.
And that's some really nice looking fish tacos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've not heard of the Cyclops.
Not as good as your fish tacos.
Okay, thank you.
But nice looking. And they did not have your mom's tartar.
Tartar, yes.
Tartar.
Tartar sauce. Tartar sauce is amazing.
You feel like you need tartar sauce on a fish taco?
Oh, no, you have to. Okay. And my mom's sauce is
Grandma Patty's tartar is really
amazing.
Good.
I don't know
what her secret is. There might be a lot of dill, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I love tartar sauce.
Dill.
Tartar sauce makes everything better. I would just say that's very a Pacific Northwest fish taco. That is not a Mexican fish taco.
Well, no, but tartar is an extremely underrated condiment.
Yeah, it can take the place of many things like ranch.
Every time I go to Bastion, I ask for tartar.
They have a nice tartar.
Of ranch.
For your fries?
Yes.
It's a good call.
I'm just saying, I'm going to throw it out there. I make an amazing fish taco, and my mom's tartar sauce is amazing.
Well, yeah. I will throw it out there. I'm shocked to hear that. I would never have guessed.
You were not there to experience.
Well, we also had prawn tacos.
We had prawn tacos and fish tacos.
We literally amazing. Ate like kings.
No, are you talking about Chelan?
Yes.
Yes.
How dare you? How dare you?
It was so good. Hey, Elliot, did you have fun?
He messed up the math. There was the perfect amount for everybody until
Elliot showed up. We had enough.
And we had a lot of, we ran out of tortillas, but we had a lot of fish.
Yes.
Tortillas. Yeah. You know, you probably could have made like a torta out of something, right?
Probably.
Probably could have grabbed a bun that you would have used the next day for a burger or a dog.
So this time last year, didn't we do a Thanksgiving, maybe two Thanksgiving?
We had a double episode. We did.
Yeah. And we talked about top three Thanksgiving foods and then top three pies.
Yeah. I think that Jason's mom's apple pie. No, apple it was a berry pie.
Berry pie is still going strong.
Yeah.
Still haven't tasted it, but
it's amazing. Oh, I can't wait.
It's all about the crust.
Yes.
It is.
And I can't wait because this Wednesday we're doing a Thanksgiving at Tutu's.
Ooh.
And
now, is that going to be traditional?
Traditional, but my mom is making two pies, a berry and an apple. And I said, please leave the crust for after.
What does that mean?
The little pieces of crust with cinnamon?
Before you even do the cinnamon, like when you make the pie, I eat the raw dough.
Oh.
Like it's
raw dough?
Yes. It's been a thing for 30 years.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Were you like a batter person and like cookie dough?
Yes.
I was too, but raw pie dough?
It's amazing. No, it's raw dough. Like the dough is firm. It's whatever.
Before it's rolled out?
No, after rolled.
After rolled.
The pie is
but not cooked.
Completed. The leftover.
After she cuts around the thing.
And then she works her hands around. Like, she could even be on Food Network for a pie, I think.
Yeah.
So the leftover after that, we used to eat when we were younger. So now, I even told her 2 days ago, I'm like, hey, leftover dough, don't throw it away. I'm eating it.
And is she shocked by that?
No, or
is
not
she,
at all.
Like, of course.
Because she eats
Of course, Jay, I'll have it for you.
No, her and Papa eat it.
Oh.
So that's why I never get any. So now I'm like, I want some.
So are you're getting a Wednesday Thanksgiving?
A Wednesday
so Thanksgiving. Then what about Thursday?
Well, because Kelly's working.
Yeah.
First time. She has worked Thanksgiving in 10 years.
So what's the Thursday plan then?
We are doing a Bastion Thanksgiving.
What is a Bastion thing? Like,
you going like to Bastion? Thanksgiving to go.
Or are you getting it from them?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds really good.
So I have two Thanksgivings. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to eat. I'm going to eat my face off.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. the hot take amazing. Is that really Thanksgiving's the best holiday of the year.
No.
That's what I think.
No. I think Christmas is. I mean, waking up, like, imagine a kid when you're, like, five. Like, I used to, like, try and not sleep. And I'd fall asleep out, like, in the living room. And my dad would pick me up and carry me back to my room.
Because
I'm waiting for
little Jay.
Santa.
You know,
I mean, think about it.
It's just nice that my kids are finally past the stage where I have to put things together in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
yeah, I wouldn't imagine.
No, I spent 4 hours one night, Ruck, downstairs putting together stuff when they were 4 and 2.
I was out in the dead of night in a windstorm putting a basketball hoop together.
On Christmas Eve.
So far, I'm just hearing that Thanksgiving is definitely better.
Thanksgiving is definitely better. There's no presents. You're just thankful for everything.
Yep. I actually had some kids the other day being like, not everybody likes Thanksgiving or not everybody celebrates it. And I was like, so they don't like it because they're not thankful? And that's why I left the conversation. Hey, so we have some other things to talk about. I know we got Yellowstone on there, which we'll leave for a second. Maybe some sports recaps of the season. I know cross country finished up. We were second in state for the girls team, and we had a state champion on the boys side, Dylan Rowell. It was a great season for the cross country team. Probably one of our greatest seasons we've ever had from, you know, just like having to show up at the state meet and run our best race. We now are four times in a row. Now we've won. We've been second in state. Time before that, we were state champions. Obviously, we'd like to be first in state, but like this year, the number one team in state was also, regardless of classifications, number one team in state was also number one team in 2A. So we felt pretty strong about where we finished. What other team sort of stuff do we have? Like, did swim get to state?
I don't know.
Finn signed
with
Dixie State, I believe.
Okay.
So Finn McFarland, nice work. Like, he worked.
But that's for the boys team, which correct. They don't swim till the winter. Do we know how the girls team has done?
I have no idea.
No.
Okay. Volleyball made it to district.
They made it to district, and it's just hard with the way our district is set up. We only get two teams through. I mean, you guys dealt with that in cross country.
Yep.
Where your boys team was what, third in district?
Yeah, third in district.
As a team.
Number two ranked in the state.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, football went to 32 teams this year, and it's probably not feasible to do that in every sport, but I think they're getting the right teams in.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard in every sport. You get two teams out of here. And, you know, you don't make it to state. And schools like us that have high expectations every year, it feels like you have a bad year if you don't make it to state.
Yep.
And it's not a great setup.
So I would think
that... basketball started?
Basketball has started.
Yep. So we're excited. We both, Swap and I, have two kids that are potential starters.
First... boys basketball game is when?
December 10th.
So quite a while. They just finished Ferndale. Their first week. Yeah. Finished their first week of practice.
That's the first game in general. Not,
yeah.
It's not, is it home?
Yes. Okay. And then December 13th is at Mount Vernon.
That'll be a big one.
Oh, I'm excited. Because we talked about greatest gyms.
Yeah.
And Mount Vernon is number one.
Yeah, and Mount Vernon's going to have about five games under their belt or six games under correct. Their belt before then. It'll be our second game.
And I'm going to show up in all purple.
So 10th is a Tuesday at home. 13th is a Friday at Mount Vernon.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And then they have a winter trip to Chelan.
Ooh.
Oh.
Chelan sounds great this time of year.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's going to be – I'm excited.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good time.
I would like to watch a lot of games this year between boys and girls basketball because I know girls also starts. I think their first game is a home game December 7th at home, which also might be the football game, the qualifier.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, no, that's
the state championship. State championship is the same day on Saturday. The girls have a game.
I think I'm mistaken there, actually.
Well, we do have this thing called the internet.
Well, no, this Saturday, a week from today, is the first home game for the girls.
Oh, that seems soon.
It is soon.
It does.
So for the boys, you guys don't have a sooner game than the 10th?
No. So they decided to wait for the football guys.
I happen to have the schedule in front of us, and the girls do open up Saturday, November 30th against Kingston.
At home?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's the same day as the semifinals.
Yep. So I think it's an earlier game because of that. Mm. Maybe a little doubleheader then.
According to the internet, which is never wrong.
The interweb.
The World Wide Web. It's a 7:15 start.
And we're probably going to have a 2 o'clock game.
Probably a 2 WF o'clock game West. Against WF West.
So it'll be after football. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything we needed to talk about? Shout outs before we get a little advertisement before we head into our genre, musical genre of the day?
Well, I'm just upset that Johnny Lee is not here today.
Yeah. He was invited.
Yep. Oh, was he really?
He was.
I'll be damned.
But he's going to wrestling.
Yeah, it sounded actually like a
real wrestling.
Not midget wrestling, like amateur professional wrestling. Like
someone that WWC. Works in his building is a wrestler.
Like adult wrestling?
Yes.
Like real wrestling?
100%. Okay. It sounds amazing. Johnny, we'll see you next time.
Love it. I can't wait. You know, it's possible that, you know, we may do another broadcast on AHS Live. I think Johnny would fit in great on a little AHS Live broadcast.
Yeah. We're trying. We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe next week.
Been a little.
Hey, so I have one thing.
Okay.
Some one-hit wonders that we forgot about.
Oh, okay.
I know there's a lot.
Do you have something in mind?
I have one.
Here's the deal. Every week, we screw it up.
I know. Well, I have one that I love it.
Okay.
Are you ready? I'm going to have you cue it up.
Oh.
Dan Hartman. I mean, I don't know if you say Dan Hartman, you can know the song, Swap.
No. That would have had me. Other than it's in our notes, other than that, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Yeah.
I Can Dream About You.
And you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
So, by the way, we found out Hall & Oates declined. They turned it down.
Turned what down?
The song.
Like someone wrote this song and offered it to them?
Dan Hartman wrote the song for Hall & Oates, and they said no.
And when you listen to this song...
And now Dan Hartman did it by himself.
It sounds very Hall & Oates.
It's a very Hall & Oates sounding song.
This is amazing. What movie is this from?
Not a movie.
It's in a movie.
Okay. Yes.
This is a toe tapper.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a toe tapper.
Hey, and last time we know, listeners, that the music was a little quiet. So if it's still quiet this time, let us know. We think we fixed it.
Dude, that's straight Hall & Oates.
Yeah, it is. Dan Hartman should be Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Who is it this year?
Where can we get a freaking rock band?
Yes. Who is it this year?
Isn't it Beyonce?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I'll Google it.
Or Dua Lipa?
We've talked about this before.
It's terrible. Like, dude, that's a great one-hit wonder.
Dude, hey, that's really good.
Anyone else?
Any other one-hit wonders? Honestly, this year it's Kendrick Lamar.
I mean, the kids like him.
But Drake and Kendrick are fighting, right?
Yeah. And apparently everyone wants to take Kendrick's side, although I enjoy Drake's music.
What are they fighting about?
I don't care.
Never mind.
I don't want to know either.
They're fighting about how much money they have? Or
I don't know.
Who's better?
I don't know. I don't want to know. Last call for shout outs before we move on.
Do you have any shout outs, Swap?
I've got nothing.
I think the Mitchells need a shout out.
Yeah.
Mitty.
Yeah.
Mitty. When's Mitty going?
To New Zealand.
When?
I don't know.
Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he says he's a pickleball guy.
He'd be good.
Yeah, but he's mid. Did I just say mid?
Yeah, you did.
I've been using mid a lot this week.
No, I don't. I don't like that at all. What mean?
Well, you had. I walked.
I'm
in
tired. I'm. You know what? I'm upset, and I might get. I'm sorry.
You just sound old right now.
Yeah. How? Like
that's cap.
Yeah. That's. Bruh. What does that mean?
You know,
I found out. I actually, what it meant.
I like to use cap because, if you say to a kid, "You're lying right now. You're a liar."
That means you're cap.
They will have a reaction that's very visceral and like, how dare you call me a liar? But if you're like, bro, you capping, they'll be like,
bro, you're capping. That's not going to happen.
It
for
literally
me.
Means the same I thing. Just, but they're going to be like, oh, what?
Oh, you're capping.
And then I can be like, yeah, and stop saying things that are not true.
They're 12.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Swap.
I just think it's cap.
It is cap.
You know what? You guys are mid.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty Sigma, but so as far as shout outs go, I'll shout out the people that I know that actually listen to the podcast. Shout out Ann Berard. Shout out Emily Fisher.
El Fisher's back.
Fisher's always listening.
I know. Love you, Emily.
Oh, that's touching. Any shout outs from you guys before we move on? Oh, you've not given Emily her shirt?
Nope.
That's like a year.
Hey, we do have
a new shirt.
We do have some shirts. If anybody's interested in some View from the Rock swag, you can contact us at theviewfromtherock@gmail.com.
Nailed it.
All right.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Hey, so just want to also shout out the Lake Campbell Lodging in the Lake House, also known as Grandma's House. You know, it's a business and a property on Lake Campbell that's been in the family for 56 years. A shout out from them to all the hardworking moms, wives, and small business community here in Anacortes.
That's a good message.
Oh, you know what?
I love getting to read that every single time.
Hey, I've heard a rumor that Yellow Dog is getting back in the game.
There is talk. There's talk.
So, I hear that people are clamoring for it.
Well,
like
tens of people.
I have heard that Mr. Swap has met with three of the four Yellow Dog people.
Yes,
in the band.
In the last 2 months, we've had two face-to-face meetings.
So the first, there might be a Yellow Dog reunion. And it's going to be at Yellow Dog Studios.
It's right kind of like, yeah.
And we're going to do a live podcast.
Yeah.
With it.
I may have just found that out right now on air, folks.
That's correct.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And it's kind of like in the Blues Brothers, you know, when they go around to all the old guys that are in the band and they just say, hey, we're getting the band back together.
Hey, speaking of getting the band back together.
And we need $20.
It's the winter season. And last winter season, we did a live show. Are we doing another live show this year?
Man, if we are, we better get on
it. That's...
if I think we can round up 70 people.
Well, last year we did have about 70 of our closest friends.
Yes.
In the same place at the same time.
And yes.
It was one of the best days.
Well, that was the best part about it. It was everyone getting together. Yeah. So,
well, let's talk about it.
Yes.
Maybe we should.
I think we probably should. So
hey, it has to be before Christmas.
Listeners,
it is now November 23rd in the year of our Lord 2024. We need to get this going today. Are we going to make a date today?
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about it, but listeners, if you want us to get to back together in person, do a live show, you let us know. Like we've been saying, let us know at theviewfromtherock@gmail.com. Message us at theviewfromtherockpodcast. On Instagram, or if you see this video on YouTube, hit us with a comment. If you did not come to the live show before, it was a good time. People were able to taste some Malort, which we featured previously and I think is blowing up right now.
I haven't had Malort in almost 11 months.
Yeah, which is, it's been a nice 11 months.
Yeah. 23rd, Mr. Morgenthaler is...
Of December.
Saying December 23rd.
He's saying Christmas Eve Eve.
That would be a good day for it. You know, last year, Jeff, I think it was on a Friday.
Yeah. But we work.
We do.
I mean,
yeah. 23rd would not be a bad day for it.
Monday.
We will talk. But
I don't have any reason to say no right now.
But folks, you may want to pencil that in on your calendar.
Let's go. Maybe a live show, and it's going to be different. We're going to have surround sound. I've talked to the owner. We're going to make it different.
This is like set in stone.
Yes.
You can get us better audio.
Yes, 100%.
Wow. I think we also might be able to get the AHS Live broadcast production supervisor.
Yes.
To have a little bit more hand in the cookie jar this time.
100%.
Wow.
Maybe.
Ooh, secret podcast. It's not a secret podcast now.
Well, we need to call it something.
We gave out stickers.
Well, the funny part is that last time the whole premise was that the secret podcast would be things we can't talk about in person. And while we didn't really record it, we did record it. And we did try to put it out. We may have put it out in some fashion, or at least made it available. But we didn't actually talk about anything that we couldn't talk about here on the podcast. So
that was a great day, though. We followed that up with a nice dinner at the Vagabond.
Some of you did, yes.
Is now reopened.
Yes.
A lot has happened in a year.
What is it called now?
Rachel's Alibi.
Good job. There we go.
And you went there recently, Mr. Morgenthaler.
It was amazeballs. It's the same. It's same as Vagabond.
The food was the same?
Same.
Okay.
Exact same. Just a different owner that was a worker that was there.
And therefore a real Anacortes person rather than someone from out of town.
And it's also open until like 9 or 10 o'clock. And if you've ever tried to find a place to eat past like 7 on a weeknight in town, everything's closed.
I mean, not just eat, have a beer.
No.
I mean, we tried the other day.
Yes.
And places were closed at 9 or 9:30.
Like the Hong Kong was closed.
The Hong Kong was
closed? Hong Kong.
At 9:30.
What in the heck is going on?
New owners. Joey's out.
Well, if Joey's out, I'm out. That's what I say.
You have to be there at 3:30. With Toddy and Roddy.
Shout out Toddy Roddy from the Fantasy Football League.
Oh, hey. You know what? They do a great job on the line judges.
The chain gang.
Yeah. Franklin, Mr. Franklin.
Yeah. Oh, super sub.
Probably he's awesome. It's probably an underrated, difficult job.
And Jake.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Best of the best.
They're good. It takes a village.
Hey, musical genre this week. College party songs. Now,
I'm excited.
This is
about
not
this.
Just the greatest ever, any generation, any genre, any year. This is, from our experience, the best songs while we were in college. So if you hear this and go, that was not the songs that we played that came out the year that I was in college, or if you didn't go to college, well, maybe these songs were not
Suck
for
it.
You. Yeah. And you can let us know what songs that you thought were all that when you went to college. Or when you went to house parties when you weren't in college.
Okay, real quick, Ruck.
Yeah.
Swap college years.
Thank you. That's what I was going to get to.
That's a good call right there.
Yeah.
1991. I'm sorry. Fall of 1990 to spring of 1994.
Okay.
First 2 years at Green River Community College in beautiful Auburn, Washington.
Ooh, Green River. Their mascot is now the Gators. Was that what they were back then?
Yeah, the Gators.
No, they were the Green River Killer.
We had...
The Green River Ridgeways.
Our baseball hats were amazing. We had a little...
What?
We had a little...
Why don't you have a hat from there?
I do have a hat from there in my office right now. And you know why? Because Mr. Metcalf, when I went to Green River, bought a Green River hat, and he brought it over the other day.
Wow.
I don't still have a Green River hat, but he brought one over and gave it to me as a gift.
Roscoe, I love you.
So I have one. I'll bring it. It doesn't fit my head.
So after Green River?
Northwest Nazarene. College.
Where?
Nampa, Idaho.
Years?
93, 94.
Okay.
Jason?
93 to 95, Skagit Valley College. Proud Cardinal. 95 to 97, Pacific University in Oregon.
The Boxers.
The greatest team of all time. We're Hall of Fame.
Heal you.
All right.
Mr. Ruck Dashel.
My years were 2006 to 2010.
Oh my God. Dude, you're listening to the Backstreet Boys.
I mean, and what's wrong with that?
At beautiful Western Washington.
At beautiful Western Washington.
And yep. You went there the whole time.
The whole time.
So you matriculated 2006 to 2010.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
Now, I guess I have a follow-up question. You guys, at your establishments, was this a frat-dominated scene, or was this a house party scene?
Well, not to spill government secrets here, but at Green River, it was an apartment scene.
Okay.
Same at Skagit, apartment scene.
Yeah, and then at Northwest Nazarene, we had a house. 323 High Street.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You remember the address?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Do you remember way back in the day? This is, Ruck, you might even be too young for this. There would be parties and people would make, like, on a piece of paper, directions to the party. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And
because there's no map quest.
No. So you'd have like almost like a
drive
flyer
left, turn right,
with like a map, and it might say BYOB or $5 for your keg cup or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a thing. People would make like flyers for parties.
No, we did not have that. We had cell phones at the time.
What?
And
2005.
Yeah. And so, you know, you would head out for a party, and if it wasn't hopping there, you'd be texting your buddies or calling your buddies and be like, where are you at? Where do we need to go?
We didn't have cell phones.
And it would be like, we are at the East Maple House. Come find us. And we'd wander that direction and then be like, got you.
Wow.
So Pacific was amazing because it was no open container law.
So you could walk the streets of Forest Grove like you were in Vegas.
Correct.
That's insane. 21.
So Forest Grove and Vegas, the Venn diagram is only open container law.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so my buddy, I will not name names, walks by. He's got a 40, a cop sitting there. And the cop goes, hey, come here. He goes, are you 21? He goes, no, I'm 22. Suck it. And walks by.
That's epic. So like, at Western, no fraternities or sororities. So
we had one fraternity at Pacific.
Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
And no. It was the tri-delts.
Sure. So, yeah, at Western, freshman year was pretty much all in the dorms, which was always a fun time because it was just moving from one dorm room to one dorm room trying to not get caught. And then sophomore year was apartment dominated. Most sophomores end up on South Campus at Western. The Happy Valley area. And so you're just wandering around from apartment to apartment. And then by junior, senior year, everyone's in houses, but also sometimes going to the bars. So there's a little bit of back and forth there. Who wants to start us off? Well, what is a party song that really suits you?
Do I detect that we may need to take a break?
I detect that there are some of us here that need to take a break.
Maybe we should take a break.
Okay. You know, I was excited. You know, listeners, this is going to be a long break for us. For you, it'll only be a few seconds, so we'll still be just as excited. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. We are going to be talking about our music genre of the week, which is our favorite college party songs from when we went to college. That means each of us, different times, different places. What were the songs that we listened to that the house parties or whatever it was that we were at got going with? Who wants to start us off?
Jump Around.
Oh, wow.
Jump up and get down.
Oh, okay.
Man. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
That was nice. That was a great way to start it.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Are we just naming songs right now? Is that what we're doing?
Just name them.
Okay. I'm going to start. So first, a little shout out from me to the old college guys that I roomed with who gave me some ideas of what we listened to back in the day because I was drawing a blank. So shout out to Lil Boy George.
Oh,
Big Pat, Kevin, and Joe.
I don't have any idea who those guys are, but they sound amazing.
Yeah. What? So
who?
First one that I'll say is Live Your Life by T.I. You guys have no idea what that song is. Then that's fine.
Are you gonna play it?
So do we want to play some of these little bits right here? Because if we do, I absolutely can, but you guys need to let me know, like, when you tell me a song, if you want me to play it, okay? Because I've already got my whole playlist ready to go of my own songs.
Okay.
You want me to throw this up for you?
Yeah, throw a little of that.
A little T.I. up there? This was a straight banger back in the day. Might have been featured in... it was a really popular movie. What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey, that's right.
My wife would love this song.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
She loves T.I. Paper Trails, I believe, is the name of the album that this was off of. Live Your Life, featuring Rihanna. Riri.
How do you pronounce her name?
Rihanna.
Rhiannon?
No.
No.
Rhiannon is the song from
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Correct.
Rihanna.
Rihanna
is the singer.
Correct.
I think this is about the seventh time we've had this conversation.
Okay, well,
I never get tired of it.
I've had it so many times that in my head it's all run together.
Yeah. So, hey, I mean, college for me, I mean, it's different. So we're talking 95 to 97 is the years.
Okay.
Tupac, Biggie, Dre is all over it. Like, it's just all over it. I mean... Keep Your Heads Ringing. Like, everything is just about them.
Yeah, so, like, that's the tricky part is that they were definitely played when I was at house parties. But obviously the new stuff was, like, the stuff that got people going crazy.
I was sitting there. Remember when Tupac died? And then he put out the double album.
So was there a song by any of those guys that you just mentioned?
California Love.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Is a big one from Tupac and... Oh, dude, you walk into the house, baby, you're rolling.
Yeah,
right.
See,
right?
Yeah.
That's the thing is that, I mean, even for our house parties, that this would have been late.
Right now, this would be going nuts.
This never goes bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in general, if you have a song that's talking about partying, it's a good party song. One of the first lines is, California knows how to party.
Yeah.
Like.
Compton. Oh, wait. Here, keep going. Here we go. Wait.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. This is actually Tupac here, right?
No. Dre.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's I can hear that.
So this song, but this song,
yeah, this is good. That's a good party song.
Now, this song came out after he died.
No. Maybe. 96, 95.
So this is like 96?
95, maybe.
Okay.
Right there.
So okay. Post-college, I spent like 2 years listening to not much besides a Grateful Dead.
Oh. Well, we will do that on a different episode.
We will.
I love them. I love them.
Yeah.
Terrapin Station is my favorite
baby,
song
I know.
Of all time.
Yeah. We could get sidetracked. So 91, 92, I'm going to Green River Community College. And there's a lot of people there that are like Enumclaw, Sumner, Puyallup, ooh. Buckley.
Ugh.
So it was, I'm not a big country fan, yeah. But when I think about parties at Green River, it was Garth Brooks was on every party. And he had the album that came out with Shameless and a couple other songs. But remember Low Places?
Yes.
That was on every single frickin' party. Not my favorite song.
Because you live in a country town.
There were just a lot of friends
in Low Places.
It was like Enumclaw was to Auburn what Cedar Woolley is to Mount Vernon. Okay? It was just a lot of country. And then going from there to Idaho, it was a lot of country. And I don't like country, but Garth Brooks was everywhere. And I kind of liked it at the time, but I heard it so much in college, I cannot listen to Garth Brooks anymore to save my life. You queuing some up for us, Ruck?
Agree.
So
No, we don't need any.
Oh, come on. Just
friends and
nostalgia.
Well, what I just found out right there when I was looking for it is that Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks and Garth Brooks in general was not on the music service I was looking at. So I don't know if he keeps his stuff.
Really?
Like, kind of unavailable. This is going to be from YouTube that I'm playing this.
Well, and you remember Shameless was big, and that was like a Billy Joel song.
Yep. Oh.
William Joel. The Piano Man.
Yeah. William Joel.
Yes.
No way. I'm not big
on soul. Can you just picture a party in 1992? Can you just picture everybody in Enumclaw singing this in 1992?
Correct.
Yeah.
And you're at Green River
Community College. Yes. Thinking about getting a pair of cowboy boots.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like a good time.
It was a good time. Hey, it was a good time.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it.
So I got one that just...
Sometimes
blew my mind,
listeners.
In like 96.
Jason tries to tell me something that's off the mic when he could just tell me on the mic.
Yeah.
So
there was a lot of sign language and like lip reading going on there.
But I don't think they heard it.
Can I just already start playing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
So tell us about this
listeners.
Song.
Listeners.
Tell us about this song.
Oh, Return of the Mac.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, was amazing.
Who's this by?
Like, this is Mark
Morrison.
Yes.
Okay. This would be an epic song.
Oh, dude.
To have it be just fresh.
This is a great song. Yeah. When you walk into a house. So, this is 1996. Baby, now I got the flow.
Honestly, this song
Thank
is just...
Thank you to my wife. She loves this song as well.
This is one of my all-time favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I love this song.
Oh, I played this like 40 times every day driving to practice.
I would never get tired of this song.
This would be...
1995, 96.
Hey, that's one we should do is top three driving to practice songs.
Yes.
I don't have any of those.
What?
Driving to practice?
You're driving to practice from your apartment, and you're going back, like, you're, like, just going back to the gym.
Well, I didn't play in college, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do that. Well, I'm just going to be the moderator.
Well, you're a zero.
That's fine.
You're not a zero, Ruck. You're a one.
I know. I love you.
Yeah. That's fine.
But that'd be a good one. And we talked about, at one point, doing, like, top three get yourself hyped up for a game.
Yeah,
songs.
Hype music. I would love that. I was big on hype music before I played.
Baseball's different though than football and basketball. You need to be at a different state.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do Master of Puppets before a baseball game. You got to do maybe like Dog and Butterfly. That might be an extreme example.
I don't even know what that is.
Heart. Dog and Butterfly.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that your turn, Ruck?
Yeah, I've got a full list of songs here. I'm going to go to another one that actually has... Oh, actually, no. This is a good one. This is by MIA. Paper Airplanes. This was gigantic. There were hand motions with it. I'm going to see if I can do them. Listeners, this will not benefit you.
I've never heard this song in my life.
There's a part of here that's very, I feel like, you could cut out right here.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah.
But we don't need to hear it for 30 seconds. Because normally we hear a song for 5.
Yeah, that 5-second part is what I was alluding to. Is that?
Yeah.
It's no, that part is famous.
That's good. So, hey, that, yeah. Okay.
So, and so if you're at a party and that comes on, you're waiting for that part, and then everybody has guns in the air.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. So I'm going back 1991 now, not country. I think everybody in America, this was their party song in 1991. Naughty by Nature.
Okay.
OPP. You remember that, Morgie?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't say
you
it.
Down with the OPP?
You know me.
Yeah, I'm down with the OPP.
Everybody in America knows that. Oh,
that's a song.
Yeah. Oh, this is.
Hey, so they've got another famous one. Is that going to feature?
Naughty by Nature does.
Hip Hop Parade.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Parade. Oh, hey. Oh, Hip Hop Parade. We'll play it next.
I think the background music on this is Jackson 5.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Sample.
I mean, we can go down a rabbit hole.
We can go down a rabbit hole.
But
we might.
I think we should go into our top 3.
What? Already? Yeah. You haven't even given us a second song yet. We're not going to do our top 3 till after the beer of the week. Yeah. Keep it on the tracks, Morgan. Come on. So at some point they're going to say OPP.
You know me.
Oh, I just heard it. This is the first time I've actually listened to this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, so, yes, I'll play your song next, Morgie, after. This is also a song by Naughty by Nature.
Oh. No, this is Hey-O.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hip-hop
yeah.
Hip-hop parade. Oh. That's the gist of what we need from there. Naughty by Nature. All their best hits. All 2 of them. Morgie, what do you got for me? You were trying to whisper something.
Well, you know what? It's a little different.
That's
it's
okay. Like we can change it up. Yeah, hit me with some rock.
I want 7 Mary 3.
7?
Are you going to play Cumbersome?
Mary? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like, that made me play basketball harder, faster. I loved it. So I'm just going to say, we would play, half of the songs would be like rap, and then half would be this.
I've never heard this song in my life. Oh, never heard of Seven Mary
no?
Jane.
What? Oh, it's going to blow your mind.
Well,
turn it up.
Or it might not. She calls me Goliath, and I wear this sounds like Pearl Jam.
Southern. I guess the stones are coming to face her now. You know I'd like to believe this nervousness will pass. All the stones that are thrown are building up a wall.
I like it. I've never heard it before, but I like it.
Oh, dude, they're amazing. Seven Mary 3.
That's the only Seven Mary 3 song I can name.
No. Well, next time we talk, we will have fun. Rodrigo, Water's Edge. Those two songs will blow your mind. I was telling you. So, hey, I'm just saying, during a break, Ruck, put on Rodrigo. Because if you can put on Seven Mary 3 right now, put on Rodrigo. And everyone's sick, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, that's not wrong.
We're not sick. We're just, you know, like I've been like 80% for like 3 months.
80%, 20% of the time.
Hey, I'm going to play a song that you guys love. And it was definitely a big song my freshman year. I'm not sure. I mean, if it came on at a party, everybody would know the words. I guess that's what I'm qualifying this as. And it was very influential.
Oh, yeah! I love this song. Ruck got me out there.
This is I Believe in the Thing Called Love by The Darkness. I think we get the point of that. It's a great song.
You know what?
You guys are young.
A lot of energy there.
No, you know
there.
What? He what? Got me on that. I love The Darkness.
Dude, they're good.
That song only.
That song, honestly, the whole album, though?
Yeah.
Swapper, what do you got for me?
Well, are we ready to get into our top three?
Yes.
Really? We're already moving on?
We're
going down a rabbit hole.
We
that
are.
Could take forever.
Okay.
We don't need to be in our top three yet. I just need to know if I'm using songs for my top three.
Well,
let's go.
If you use a song for your top three here, you can still reuse it later.
Can I reuse it?
Because some of these songs are in my top three.
Okay. So where are we?
Well, hold on. Let's just...
I just think that we need to go kind of rapid fire and get some more songs in
there.
Well,
Beer of the Week.
Well, yeah, we do.
Real quick.
Oh, so we're gonna throw beer of the week in there already.
Can I just throw one out at you,
please?
Though, while
we need some more songs before we dive into our.
So
top
again, not my favorite song, but a song that was everywhere in 1994. Ruck.
Yeah.
Rednecks. Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh.
Not my favorite song. But if you want to talk about a song that was in every party in Idaho in 1994.
But if he's.
Is this. Did I get it right?
No. That sounds like some. This sounds like Primus playing Cotton Eye Joe.
There we go. I got it.
Been married long time. Oh my god. No from? Way. This is where did
you come from? It's horrible.
That's a dude, zero.
But dude, at a
party in 1994,
it's a song that you would like.
But a party in 1994.
This is a good call swapper. Everybody loves this at a party. Everybody loves this.
And what?
You're at, oh, I think my mic cut out there.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you got that mic today. Oh.
Yeah, I did. Hey, that comes on mic at a party. Don't tell me that you're all of a sudden going, yeah, I'm falling asleep like you used to.
No, I'm sorry, but that never happened at a party I went to.
I guess you're just too old for us.
I might be old.
Well, no. You were at a place where country was better.
Yeah, and whatever that is.
If that song came on at Western, we would have been jiving.
No, so, jumping. I mean, we're straight Tupac, Biggie, all of that.
So do you have a Biggie song for me?
Going back to California, like going back, California. Is that one?
I don't know. I'm asking you for the name of a song. Is that the name of a song from Notorious B.I.G.? I mean, the songs that I liked that we would have listened to would have been Big Papa, Hypnotize, Juicy. But maybe that wasn't what you guys listened to.
Well, hold on here. No, it's 100%. Going Back to California.
Going Back to California.
From Biggie. That's like amazing.
Okay, I got it. Here we go.
No, you're gonna have to fast forward for a minute.
Okay.
You don't know this song?
I don't, but I'm already grooving with it. This is good.
Oh, wait. There's a. When the la la hits your lyrics, just picture. Head so hard that your hat can't fit you. I'm with you or against you. Format
the lyrics hit so hard that your head can't fit you. Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type fifth that flame right. Spell my name right. Good stuff. I love it. You got something playing on your phone there? You know.
Where is that coming from?
That is coming from Morgie's phone, and he cannot stop it.
Hey, are we ready for beer of the week and then do our top three?
Yeah, let's get after it. Okay, tell us about this beer of the week. Morgie, you got it?
Yep. So, Oktoberfest.
Ooh.
It's a customer appreciation beer from 2024.
Okay.
And it's from Vekka. Thank you, DJ Kukin.
Friend of the podcast.
Correct.
DJ Kukin.
Vekka. And so it's a pale ale 5.0. And
so what? Vekka partnered with Aslan Brewing Company.
Correct. And so it's just like a special beer that they did for Vekka.
Okay. And it's called the Arc Flash Ale 5.0.
Yes.
Okay.
And let's go.
So this must be like a limited release.
Yes.
Probably
thank
can't.
You, thank you, DJ.
Probably can't find this anywhere.
No, you cannot.
Former LC State baseball legend, DJ Kukin.
Honestly, that is really good.
Well, I like the pale ale.
I don't give it enough run, I think.
No, because we're IPA. But you know what Mr. Morgenthaler and I have been discussing a lot in the last week is we think that we are allergic.
No, I know I am.
I think so, too.
To certain hops.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I've been thinking that for a while.
And Kelly even said.
We were in Chelan drinking space dust, and I had...
Out of a can is different than out of draft.
It
draft
is.
Draft is different.
I had a sneezing attack. I think
for an hour.
Yeah.
I just think that how I feel after I've drank a beer depends on what beer I've drank. Like the next day, I might feel fine or I might feel terrible depending on the beer that I've drank.
So I am tempted to do my own allergy. You know how you can go to an allergist and they'll do like a grid on your back?
Yeah.
And like
put science.
Like, yes. Like do like cat dander and pollen and crap. I'm tempted to do my own grid like on my quad and put different IPAs. In that grid and see which ones I react to.
That doesn't sound as fun. That doesn't sound as fun. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. That doesn't sound as fun as just getting all of these different beers and then having a night of only that beer.
But you know what?
To excess and trying it different times and seeing which one you felt the worst.
Well, no, it's I already know. And I know. I knew before he knew. Because there's times where Kelly's like, dude, you're nasally. I'm like, well, it's the hops.
So maybe I don't really have a cold. Maybe I need to quit drinking space dust.
Wouldn't that be the revelation?
Holy crap.
We're just allergic to the hop oil?
Yeah.
Whew.
But, you know, the hop is it's a very densely packed little wonder of nature.
It is.
And it could there could be all kinds of allergens in there that we're not even aware of.
No, like 100%. Like there is that is a thing. I'm allergic to certain hops.
Do you think like it's adult onset?
I will sneeze 20 times.
Okay. You know, here's a solution. Most dark beers are not going to be very hoppy. It's the winter time.
No.
I don't like dark beers.
It's the hops.
Hey,
like, you know, I think we might need to switch to a Pilsner.
No.
And he said...
Pilsner? Yeah. Like a Coors Light?
Well, that's not hoppy.
What if we
we're
took
not
like...
We're not going to get nasally.
What if we just did like Benadryl every time we drank IPA?
What if instead of drinking IPA, we just had a lot of Benadryl?
Well... That'd be an interesting night.
All right, let's go into our top three.
Yeah. Well, hey, but let's backtrack a little bit. What would you pair this with?
Mm. It's actually really good.
It is. It's mellow.
It's a very mellow beer.
Can I compare it to this?
Yeah, listeners, Ruck is drinking an Iron Maiden themed beer called the Trooper.
Yeah. So when I say this. I found a beer that was created by Iron Maiden at the Rosario Market. Created by Iron Maiden, made by Robinson's Brewery. It is a premium British beer charged with flavor. However, I would say that charge is mainly made of wood, and it tastes like I'm getting hit in the face with wood. Compared to this beer...
It's a cool can, though.
It is a super cool can. I'd buy it again just for the can. But it doesn't taste like it has any hops in it.
Amazing. It's the best can ever. Sorry, Tara.
Honestly, it might be number one for cans.
Yes. I mean, how he looks.
It's just the taste is subpar.
That's a really cool can. I always forget, what does Iron Maiden call that big demonic figure?
That by like skull?
Yeah, they've got a name for that guy. You know, they have the big blow up guy at every concert.
Yeah.
I'll Google it. You guys keep talking.
So do I need to start us off with like our top three here? Is that where we're going to?
I'm down.
Eddie.
Eddie the skeleton.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna start us off number three here with a song that was very popular. You know, some of the songs I've already played arguably could be in my top three. However, I'm going to roll with this one. You know, a little Rihanna, Jay-Z. A little Rihanna, a little Riri. A little Jay-Z, Umbrella.
Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at? You have my heart. She's clearly the talent in that pair.
But that's not, that is, what's her name? Rock?
Rihanna?
Yeah, Rihanna.
Yep. It's about to go off right now.
Umbrella. Really? I'm not dancing to this party.
You're not going to dance to this? Oh my God. This is where it's at. Fine. You're not going to dance to that? You're not coming to my party. Swapper, you ready for your number three?
Yeah, my number three. Again, I mean, this one sounds like a cliche, okay? But 92, living in South King County. Nevermind comes out. And there was a stretch there. If I got out of the Enum Claw scene, there was a stretch there where everywhere you were at, you heard Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh,
yeah. Every party.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh.
And the place would go nuts.
But see, you were a little older.
I'm a little older. Yeah.
So high school, we would do this.
Yeah.
If this came out of the party,
even
I would
now.
Like,
you see, you're starting, you're yeah. jumping around.
Like, well,
you're,
no,
you're
not
jumping off the wall.
And just like fighting people.
Yes. You're slam dancing at a party.
Yeah. Slam dancing is the right way to describe it. Like, that's the problem, is that I feel like some of these older songs that I would love to have come on at a party, a lot of the female clientele at the party would be like, what the heck is going on? I'm leaving.
Well, I think I've told this.
This was amazing.
I think I've told this before on the podcast, but at Green River, we were friends with a bunch of girls from Aberdeen.
Okay.
And when this went crazy, they were like, oh my God, that's that guy that used to buy us beer.
What? That's incredible.
It was so weird. They were just like amazed.
I mean, who doesn't love this? And my favorite part is, as a teacher, seeing just the most random kids come to school wearing a Nirvana sweatshirt. Okay. Yeah. Jason, what do you got for number three?
My number three.
You have no idea, do you?
Yeah, I do. Regulate.
Oh, yeah.
Nate Dogg.
Yo, I love this.
Nate Dogg.
This is
Warren G, baby.
Oh. We're going to listen to the whole freaking intro.
No, we're not.
Really? I love the intro. Yeah, good too. Phones rolling in my ride, chilling all alone. Just hit the east side of the LBC. On a mission trying to find Mr. Warren
yeah.
G. Seen a car full this gets a party going. Need to tweak. All of you search, know what's
up with 213. So like this, I mean, this could be number one.
This, yeah. This is,
you guys forgot.
This is the highlight of my night. You're top three. I'm gonna glide
and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better thing.
It's amazing.
It just brings my shoulders together, and I just want to like groove in one
so
spot.
So Rock was nine. How old were you in 1994?
Six.
You were six when this came out.
And Warren G was not playing in your house when you were six, was it?
No. Yeah, definitely not.
Wow. Great call.
Yeah. What am I gonna go to for number two? Well, I think I might go with this song, which wasn't actually already prepared in my playlist, but it was a big hit. Do you guys already know this song? I bet you know who it's by. This is Kanye West. Yeah. This song was big time. All the lights. Kanye, back when he wasn't a fool, probably was still a fool, just was hiding it better. That song came on and it instantly hit. Love that song still. What do we got?
Okay, my number two, going back to keep talking about the Green River days, but
yeah.
Right up the road, was an artist who hit it big while I was at Green River. Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
No way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, my God. Becky,
look no
at
way.
Her butt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's 91.
Yeah.
She looks like one of those.
And he lived in he lived in Black Diamond.
The best part is when the song comes on. It's just like so weird. You're like, what is going on? But if you know it, like you'll just be able to talk along with this.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, looks like a total prostitute.
It's so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Now, was he big before the song?
Not real. Like, I think people knew who Mix-a-Lot was.
Yeah.
But this was it.
This was big. Yeah.
But it was local.
Nationwide. Yeah. Yeah.
And take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin.
Oh, love it.
Whoa.
Really?
Big time. Margie, number two.
Oh.
You've been sweating it.
Keep their heads ringing, Dr. Dre.
Keep the hits ringing?
Keep their heads ringing, Dr. Dre.
Keep their
heads ringing.
I got it. Honestly, don't know if I've heard this before.
What?
What up?
This Swappy.
Dr. Dre.
What?
The party's going on.
No.
Thank God it's Friday.
Rock has never heard this before.
Keep the heads ringing.
Ooh, ring a ding dong. Ring a ding 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 dong.
Say what?
You better get up out of your chair.
That's right. So get
what?
Up, get
rock.
Move on, and get your
what?
You've never
heard that. That's really good, though. I like it. Gosh. You know, my number one, I think it's this one. I haven't listened to it in so long.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? There's a lyric. It goes, I am 6'2", 225 pure chocolate in the song.
Oh my God.
Like I can all the lyrics. Heads ringing. You've never heard this song ever.
Nope.
Oh my God. People Fact. Are going to blow us up. How do you blow us up? You go to
theviewfromtherock@gmail.com.
That is correct. Or you find our Instagram at theviewfromtherockpodcast. Gosh, you know, I kind of think I played my number one earlier.
Are we on our number one or number
we
two?
We are. We're on our number one.
Did I do my number one?
You did your number two.
Okay.
I'm starting.
Okay.
I really kind of think that Live Your Life by T.I. that I played earlier might have been the number one. I think that was big time. So I'll just play another song that might have been there in place of it. That was a big time. I think, gosh, I wish I would have listened to this ahead of time. I think this is it. I might go back. This is a Good Life. Good Life by Kanye. Off his graduation album, I mean, all the songs on this album were it, but easily could be this one or this was a big time one, this next one. I'm going to play two songs right now.
Okay.
This is Stronger. This is big time.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with this is Kanye, Stronger. A little sample from Daft Punk. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. Yeah. That's the one. I choose this over the first one I played. Stronger was if you were at a party, that
so
song
it's
came on.
Stronger.
Stronger. Yep.
Stronger.
Stronger.
Grr.
Grr.
Grr. Okay. Grr. My number one. Big Papa. If you were at a party in Nampa, Idaho in 1994, it was Big Papa Swappa.
Big?
Oh, yes.
100%.
Like, are you saying Big Papa, like, by Notorious B.I.G.?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. You call me Big Papa Swappa.
There was an Air 5 here in the studio. You know, the thing is, even though these songs didn't come out when I was in college, we definitely listened to these. These were big time. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Oh. Why blow up my spot? Because we both got caught. Now check it. I got
one. That's a wild card.
Ooh, is this wild card? Is this wild card going to be
one of the sponsors? Sign Dog. Love Shack.
Is that your number one?
No. I'm just saying it came.
The B-52s.
The Love Shack.
So you want me to play that as a little interlude so you have some more time to choose your number one?
No, I already have my number one.
I actually heard your number one earlier.
I know, and you it blew your mind.
It's legit. I'll play.
He didn't even know who this was.
Well, this is not the one. But
this is first signed on.
Yeah. I mean, if this came on, yeah, any party is gonna get going. You ready for your number one?
Yes. It's going to blow your mind.
It better.
My mind is ready to be blown.
Because Rock heard it today, and he's like, oh, my God, I've never heard this band ever. Like,
I think my reaction was, I've never heard this, but, man, if I came into a house party with how you described it, I would be just so on the moon. I would be just
so
out there.
What would happen is... We in 2 years we were 27-1 at home playing basketball. We had one place that we would go and hang out and party, Colin's house. And there was 40 people already there. As soon as we walk in, they played this song.
Oh.
Are you gonna tell me the name of it?
It's Outkast. Atlians.
Outcast. And the name is
Atlians. Yes. It was amazing.
Is this it?
Yes.
Okay.
We walk in, and the entire place goes slow.
Would they instantly switch the song to this?
Yeah. As soon as we walk in.
Because you were the Atlians?
Well, we were the goats.
Well, it's the MI cricket letter. Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater.
Cause Outkast I'm cooler than the polar bear's toenails. Oh, hell, amazing. Go again.
Talking that shit. I love Outkast.
Corners like I was a curve. I struck a nerve. And now you're about to see the Southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sacks, B-I-G-B-O-I, is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah.
So that's Big Boy and Andre 5000.
3000. Wow. 3000.
They've been in movies.
Yeah.
Andre 5000.
Andre 3000, right?
Okay.
Well, he's some number of thousands.
3000 or 5000?
Yeah.
Big we got Boy. From the listening audience here on the text thread, I got from friend of the podcast, Romany Kerr. Eazy-E, give me that nut.
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
And Tupac's, how do you want it? This is, she loves this category.
Oh, yeah, give me that nut. Oh, that's funny.
All right, I'm going to see if I can find
that. Oh, it's awesome. Eazy-E.
Sometimes it's hard to figure out, like, the way some of these things are spelled, like... I think I got easy ease here.
Yes.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4. It's like that and it's like this. I took the two and we
yeah. This is big
now
time.
My dick's on hard, you know what I'm thinking. Took the panties off and the pussy was stinking. Pulled off my drawers and I started to begin. Now the pussy's wet, so my dick slides in. Because I love this shit so. Give me that, that, give me that, that, give me that, that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Okay, back to the fucking basics. You got yours and mine, I want you to.
All right. And then we got a little live version of How Do You Want It by Tupac.
How do you want it? Come on.
That's you, number one.
No, this was Romany. Good one,
man. We could
go all night.
We could go all night with party songs.
I mean, we might just continue going after this podcast is over.
Yes.
anything else we want to add to the songs? We're good there.
We're good. We got to do this.
You
again
know what?
Soon.
We're gonna do more. I think college songs will be big.
You know, the
for
only
all the people.
I would just say
bring them.
The only regret I have of songs I didn't play was Kid Cudi, Day and Night. So I'll just play that right now. That was a big time song. Kid Cudi was huge for like 1 or 2 years, I feel like, while I was in college. And then after that, that was it. And this was the one.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep
so, speaking of night, I think it's ready to wrap this up. If you did not hear the song that you thought we would play for top party songs, again, please make sure you let us know at theviewfromtherock@gmail.com or at theviewfromtherockpodcast on Instagram. You can listen to any of our podcasts at your favorite podcast location. That would be Apple Music.
Oh, what song is this, Rock?
This is Kid Cudi, Day and Night.
Oh.
Why are you vibing with this?
No.
Okay.
Zero.
Yeah. That totally makes sense. You wouldn't know good music if you heard it. Okay. So yeah. If you have anything else that you need to correct us on, make sure you hit us up at those locations. If you have ideas for future podcasts, please let us know and stay tuned for news about any updates on a live show this winter.
And have a great Thanksgiving.
And have a great Thanksgiving and be extra thankful.
Wow.
Love you guys.
Love it.
Love you guys.